People speak of different paradises, the paradise of Adnan, the paradise of Firdaus. But these may be different parts of paradise because everyone will be in the same paradise, in the same environment, but people will have different degrees of pleasure. People will like a flower or a woman or food according to their own inner powers, to their own power of faith, to the power Allah creates within them. Their delight will differ. But people will not know that. They will not know they take pleasure differently. They will imagine they get the same level of pleasure.
Cennetül Naim vardır. Naim cennetleri vardır. Cennetül Firdevs vardır. Firdevs cennetleri ve Cennetül Adnen.
Yes, there is the Cennet al-Naim, the paradise of Naim. There is the paradise of Firdevs and the paradise of Adnan. But these paradises are all together and in the same place. They are like heavenly strata, like strata placed one on top of the other. It's a delightful world consisting of lovely homes, glorious greenery, magnificently attractive people, splendid vehicles and foods, excellent clothing and delightful perfumes and glorious objects. But we will see all these in the same way we do in this world, of course, as images. But we will imagine they really exist. We will imagine they exist as we do in this world. I mean, their real counterparts will still exist on the outside, but we will only have direct experience with their images. There are many chambers and pavilions in paradise, one lovelier than the other. For example, a mansion will have many rooms in it, and there will be many blessings in each room, a whole string of blessings. Imagine a city where you turn onto a road and enter a house, and then the rooms in that house, you open a shelf and see something in it. Such a chain of blessings. Well, each of the chambers in the mansions of paradise is like a whole separate world. When you enter a room, the objects in it are a whole separate world of their own. We are told that women have clothes to wear. They wear seven different layers of clothing, though all seven are visible to the onlooker. For example, one can see the first layer, and if one wishes, one can see the second and the third. That is, one can see all her seven different layers of clothing. Men can also be seen with seven different sets of clothes.